A lot of time, you know, I got a couple friends, but the only problem is now that they're all people that are leaving, like, September, October. Like, Tank, Sean, my roommate, Rodney, Rob, Cotter, they're all leaving the same time.
When?
About October, September. Which is then like, damn, I really like my roommates, and I'm going to hate whoever I move in with, or whoever moves in with me.
Yeah. Because then you got to break in a bunch of new people.
Yeah, because that's what they've been doing to me.
Yeah.
Here, have this giant tall boy. All right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Liar.
No, I'm serious. That's what they do all the time.
They give you booze?
Yeah.
So you've had beer now?
I've had beer before. And then I realized, like...
So my
I must have something, a part of what you have... Because what they have is something called Max Ice. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but it's like $1.25. Comes in a tall boy can, and it's 7.2%. It's like a malt, really. Mm-hmm. It's not like just beer. It's like a malt liquor. Doesn't really do much. Everybody else is stumbling over on themselves. I don't know. I'm not stumbling. I have balance, which is weird for somebody like me. I think a little bit of alcohol would just make me fall up to the
ceiling.
But
here's the thing, too, is you have to take consideration your weight, your height,
yeah, that's what they
how
keep
much
saying.
You're drinking.
And how much I've eaten.
And how much you've eaten and how fast you've been drinking. Because I went over Danny's last Friday and I had pineapple.
Whose
and
car did you drive?
I drove mine.
I bet you're so proud of yourself.
And they gave me shots of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey.
See, I'll end up being like you.
It was the grossest stuff, and it hit me, bam, just like that. And I was like, I gotta go. I mean, it was bad.
But for me, I have to... There's a lot of like small and or big changes you have to make to fit into a certain group. I can't go there by myself. Acting like myself. Because Rodney had told me when he first met me, you know, I was talking about ACTs and ASVAB scores. And he looks at me and he's like, why the hell are you here?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, man, you're too smart to be here. Which is true, because a lot of people I've already met are just like, why do you exist? And how are you alive? But there's a lot of, like, I've grown back into liking rap and the new music.
Because it's the people that you're hanging out with.
Yeah. There are country stations out there, but they play garbage all the time. And all you have, which I listen to the Mexican stations.
I know, Jen, I asked her when she got in the car, I said, did he turn this on? Because I had it on the radio. And she says, yeah, that's the first thing he did when we got it.
But now it's like, you know, you come into the rap and you have to change a little bit to fit in with this group. Because if you're an outcast, weird. That guy who's buried in his room over there. But there is like a coming out you have to do. They made something that Rodney calls Rocket Punch. He makes it.
It's a drink?
It is a drink. It is Crystal Light powder.
Ugh.
Lemonade and or strawberry lemonade concentrate. Cans, frozen cans.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's like, I don't know how many cups, like 3-4 cups of Everclear.
Oh my God.
Then there's Malibu in it.
Rum?
Yeah. I forgot what else he put in. There's a little bit of water in there. I need to smell it.
Oof.
He gives me a glass. Drink it slowly. It's like drinking. Almost like a cherry flavored NyQuil. Like where you feel it.
Yeah.
It's like that cough medicine. It's like. Blah, blah.
Yeah, that's the Everclear.
This is what everybody's talking about. This is awful because now I'm tired. I wasn't tired before, but now I want to sleep. And then he puts caffeine pills in it. Not a lot. Just like, you know, break up like one or two. So, like, it makes. I don't know, you get like a glass, it's maybe like 10 milligrams of caffeine in there, so you're awake, but you want to fall asleep. And it's like, I don't know what to do,